Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 956. Pranada, name 957 is Pranava. 958, Panaha. 959, Pramanam. 960, Prananilaya. 961, Pranadhrit. 962, Pranajivanaha. So we can see that there are many names all coming together, sounding very similar. Many of them have similar meanings. Several of them incorporate the term prana. This name Pranada has already come up three times in the exposition of Vishnu Sahasranam given by Parashara Bhatta. And the name Prana has come three times. And prana, as is well known, means life. That is one of the common meanings. And we've already had the name Jivana, which also means life. So there is going to be some repetition. There has been some repetition, overlapping topics. This name prana, or word prana, if we examine etymologically, it can be unpacked to mean breath, life, movement, or to breathe, to live, or movement. Pra is a prefix, which means in a special way. And pran can be translated as air, life, because air is essential to our life in this world. The ending stem, da, pra means in a special way, and then da, which becomes na by Sanskrit etymological rules, gives us dadati, which means gives, or does, or cuts, dai, which means purification, or da, to cut. Breath here, when we speak of prana as breath, it's understood to be in its most subtle form, material form. Generally, the yoga process is concerned with prana, pranayama, movement of the prana, the breath. But that entails the gross breath that we breathe in and out, and also in its most subtle material form, breath as life. It's known as, prana is known as the vital air, or the very principle of life. Pran, we say if someone has pran, they have energy or vigor. And also, we may say that pran corresponds to the spirit or the soul. And definitely in this case, we're referring to this when we refer to the Supreme Lord as prana, we're referring to the Supreme Spirit. He is the life of all that lives. Pranada, the giver of prana, it's because of him that living beings live. It's because of him that they breathe. It's because of him that they eventually cease breathing. So he's the giver and the taker away of life, of breath. Satyadeva Vashishta has summarized the various interpretations of the name Pranada. Prananda dati kim uva dyati dati kim va. Pranan vishodhayati dapayati iti kim va. Sarvatra sava vidhina sahi Vishnur eko ya. Pranadosti katita shruti bi puranaha. He is the giver of prana. However you interpret prana, he is the giver. That's the very meaning of pranada. But it also means he is the taker of prana. It can also mean he who takes away the prana. He is the purifier of prana. He is the enlightener of prana. He is present everywhere and in everything in the form of prana. He is that one Supreme Lord, Vishnu, who is thus glorified as Pranada in the Shruti and in the Puranas. And Satyadeva Vasishtha, this great scholar, has given references to the Shruti to show how Vishnu is Pranada. He's also given, as he often does, a new line of interpretation. When we say new, it means that it wasn't previously revealed in this Kali Yuga by various acharyas. There's always more to say about him. So another nuance on the name Pranada that he has given is to show as pra, to mean purane, to fill. So in this way, he gives the derivation prana means purna. He who makes everything full, who gives fullness to everything. And as Satyadeva Vasishtha often does, he gives examples from this material world. How the various substances are distributed within our body such that the whole conglomeration of life forces, chemical combinations within our bodies, there's a whole synergy to make our body work, to be alive. That is all given by Vishnu. He also gives all that is required for every living being to live in this world. So he is the one who bestows fullness, pranada. There are others, other meanings. He who sustains life through vayu, through air, is pranada, is an obvious meaning. A pranavayu is the basic air from which the other airs in the body arise. It's a very technical subject, that there are five main airs within the body which enable the functions of the body: prana, apana, vyana, samana, and udana. And this prana is divided into 10 main functions, as Srila Prabhupada informs us in his purport to Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 6, Text 9. There are 10 kinds of air within the body. The main air passing through the nose or in breathing is called prana. The air which passes through the rectum as evacuated bodily air is called apana. That's when you expel bad air through the backside. That's that air which travels through the body and is expelled is called apana. The air which adjusts the foodstuff within the stomach and which sometimes sounds as belching is called samana. The air which passes through the throat and the stoppage of which constitutes suffocation is called the udana, upward air. And the total air which circulates throughout the entire body is called vyana. Subtler than these five airs, there are others also. That which facilitates the opening of the eyes, the mouth, etc., is called naga. The air which increases appetite and thirst is called krikara. The air which helps contraction, closing the eyes. Yeah, so there's one for opening the eyes and one for closing the eyes. That is called kurma, and closing the mouth and all other bodily holes. From kurma air, the nimeshas, unmeshas, and other units of time are manifested. The air which helps relaxation by opening the mouth wide and yawning. Ah, it's called Devadatta. And the air which helps sustenance is called Dhananjaya. All these airs are generated from the center of the heart, which is one only. This central energy is the superior energy of the Lord, who is situated within the heart along with the soul. So we can see in this way, in some detail, how Vishnu within the heart is Pranada. He gives life, and the details of how he gives life through the various airs are discussed in this Bhagavatam purport. We may think, well, why discuss all these details? Why bother? Why not just chant Hare Krishna? Well, you can if you like, but if we want to understand more deeply how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead interacting within this world, giving us life and sustenance, then we'll appreciate him more by discussing such details. Now, of course, discussion of prana is especially related to the physical yoga system, Ashtanga yoga. Yoga practice, this yoga practice is centered on, in the beginning stages, controlling the life airs. Without controlling the life airs, there cannot be proper practice of the mechanical yoga system. The yoga system aims at energizing, vitalizing, and reinforcing the prana shakti, the energy of life, of air. That is also done, and in the best way, by devotional practices, including recitation of this Vishnu Sahasranama. Thus, by reciting Vishnu Sahasranama, we practically experience how Vishnu is Pranada. Both Parashara Bhatta and Shankaracharya have explained the names in such a way that even though we have four occurrences of Pranada, they explain the names in such a way that there's no repetition. It's not that there is some overlapping, but it's not that exactly the same meaning is giving. Parashara Bhatta, in the first instance of this name, says that Pranada means he, Vishnu, is the giver of life and strength and vitality to help the devotees to perform eternal service to him. He is the very life for the devotees, and he gives himself. He is prana, he is life for his devotees, and he gives himself to them. In the next occurrence, Parashara Bhatta is in the course of describing Kurmadev, Kurma Avatara, the Supreme Lord in the form of a tortoise. So he, Parashara Bhatta, says that prana in this instance refers to strength, and Pranada means Kurmadev, who gave strength to the demigods during the whole episode of churning the milk ocean. Not only did he give them strength so they could churn the ocean, but he himself gave his own strength by serving as the support for the massive Mount Mandara that was used as the support for the churning rope for churning the milk ocean. In the next name, Parashara Bhatta says Pranada means he is the giver of life to all. And he gave the example of the trees, the shrubs, the flowers, the various foliage in Ayodhya when Sri Ram was separated from them, and particularly when he was separated from Sita, through her abduction by Ravana. They withered, all these plants withered away out of sadness. But when Rama returned later from exile with Sita, all the fruits and flowers blossomed and gave fruit in plenty, even out of season. So in this way, he is seen to be Pranada, giver of life. Now in this name, Parashabhata says that he gives new life to those souls, conditioned souls like ourselves, who are poisoned by our indulgence in material, petty sense gratification. We become as if dead without Krishna. So Krishna gives himself to the devotee, and the devotee is as if revived from this death-like state, not being in Krishna consciousness. Sri Shankaracharya explains the current occurrence of this name as the giver of life. He revived the life of Parikshit and others. Parikshit was assassinated within the womb, or attempted to be assassinated by Ashwatthama, and Krishna gave him new life. Krishna also revived the son of the guru, Sandipani Muni. Krishna also brought back his brothers who had been killed by Kamsa. So in this way, Krishna is the giver of life. Practically, it's seen that those who are considered dead, they can come back to life by his mercy. There are many miracles, wondrous incidents of people who are considered dead. There's no hope of their survival. Bitten by a deadly snake, washed out in the ocean, lost in the jungle, not seen for years, considered to be dead. They must be dead. But Krishna saves them as if miraculously. Rakhe Krishna, Marake, Mare Krishna, Rakeke. There are many examples being documented throughout the world of persons who it seems they're dead, but they come back and they recount what is called a near-death experience. The commentator Sri Radhakrishna Shastri quotes from Ramayana how Lord Ram says that he will give even his life in order to protect those who have surrendered to him. Apyaham jivitam jahyam tvam vashite svalakshmanam natu pratigyam sangshrutya brahmanebhyo visheshataha. Lord Rama says, I can give my own life, or I can give the lives of you, Sita Devi and Lakshman, but I will not swerve from any promise I have given, especially to the Brahmanas. Pranada gives life even to Yama, the personality of death, who therefore has the life, the strength, the ability to take life. So he's the giver of life to Yama and the taker of life via Yama. More understandings of this. Pranada, he gives senses to all and makes them function. What is the meaning of life? We have senses, we have consciousness. They function because of him. And then another meaning is he cuts what we consider to be life, that the idea that life means to enjoy this world, he removes that attachment to this sensual interaction, the idea of pleasure from sensual interaction, for those who are sattvic, for those who are saintly people, he cuts this notion of materialistic, sensualistic enjoyment. Another meaning, he, Vishnu, removes the grief that stops all happiness. That is true in a very gross way. If we become freed from distress, we should know that it's Krishna. If we're freed from any material distressful situations, we should know that it's Krishna's mercy. Of course, we should also know that it's Krishna's mercy if we are plunged in distress. But especially, we are relieved from the stress of material life by him. So he removes that distress and gives us the real life, spiritual life. Then he gives life another meaning. He gives life after life. He gives different forms and lives according to the destiny of the respective jivas. We get different lives, different births, all due to his supervision. Pran means air or breath, and the very personification of that, the overseer in this world of air, all kinds of airs, is Vayudev, the god, the demigod Vayudev. Vishnu gives life to Vayudev, and therefore he is called Pranada. He gives life, prana, to he who is prana, breath. Another meaning based on the understanding that he cuts the lives of Vritrasura and other such demoniac persons. Of course, Vritrasura was a great devotee, but he is apparently a great demon. So we should know the demons will be cut down by Vishnu. Of course, he cuts the life of everyone. He gives life and he takes it. But he cuts the lives of demoniac persons to stop that particular phase of their sinful activities. And he takes the life of saintly persons to give them another one in which to continue their service to him. Baladev Vidyabhushan gives the meaning that he gives himself to everyone, himself who is the cause of subsistence, prana. He gives da. He is the cause of subsistence to everyone, and he gives himself especially to the gopis. That means that although he gives himself to everyone, he is especially happy to give himself and even to be controlled by the gopis. Upcoming, Prana Nilaya, Prana Drit, Prana Jivana in the upcoming names. My gratitude to Srila Prabhupada, who has given me this life of Krishna consciousness. My gratitude to Lord Vishnu, who has given me the life to be able to praise him in this way, to all the previous acharyas who have given their life to give us the life of Krishna consciousness. As long as we live, let us glorify the Supreme Lord. That is the very meaning of life. Without that, there is no life in the true sense of the term. Hare Krishna.